Good evening. I'd like to welcome each and every one tonight to this final gospel service in our church here of 2023. It's good to see all who have gathered tonight. Bid you a special welcome, and we pray the Lord will richly bless you tonight as you gather with us around the Word of God. Now, we're going to commence our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 572. As we come to an end of an old year, we look back with thanksgiving to the Lord for His goodness and mercy. And this is a great hymn of thanksgiving to the Lord for His mercies and blessings. The hymn writer says, "A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see." We'll stand as we sing, singing it out heartily unto the Lord. The hymn number 572. Let's stand as we sing.
Where rivers of pleasure I see.
Well, we just unite our hearts together, please, in a word of prayer. Our loving God, our gracious, eternal Father in heaven, we gather before Thee this the evening of Thy day, in this final day of 2023. We come in no merit of our own, but Father, we come through the name of our Savior, that wonderful Savior, who is Jesus Christ the Lord. We thank Thee, O God, that we can say that He is His ointment poured forth. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the healing and the salvation that we find in Christ, the Redeemer of sinful man. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that He came into this world in the fullness of Thy time. We thank Thee that He went to the cross of Calvary willingly, laid down His life as a once-for-all sacrifice for sin. We thank Thee that on that cross He cried out, "It is finished," that He shed His precious blood, that He poured out His life unto death. And we thank Thee, Father, that He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. And Father, we thank Thee that Christ died, that He rose again, that He has ascended on high, that He is seated at Thy right hand in heaven's glory as our great High Priest. And Father, we thank Thee that there He intercedes for us as the people of God. And Father, we rejoice, O God, tonight that we are accepted in the Beloved. And Father, we just lift up our hearts tonight in thanksgiving and in praise, O God, to Thee for all of Thy goodness and all of Thy mercy and Thy grace and Thy kindness toward us, even throughout 2023. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for every token of the love and the mercy of God. We thank Thee, Father, for Thy grace that has been sufficient for our every need and our every time of trial and every time of difficulty. Father, we thank Thee, Father, for Thy presence with us as the people of God day by day in our going out and in our coming in. And Father, we thank Thee that we truly can say tonight with one of old, "Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped us." And Father, we just rejoice and thank Thee for all that Thou hast done for us. Lord, we confess that we are undeserving of the very least of Thy mercies. Yet, O God, we thank Thee that Thy thoughts upon us as the people of God are thoughts of kindness and of peace and of love. And Father, we pray that Thou would bless our time together tonight in Thy house. We thank Thee for help given to Thy servant this morning here in the preaching of Thy word. And bless that message to every heart. Bless our young brother that brought it, we pray. Lead him on with Thyself. And even in Thy will, Lord, soon open up a door of service and utterance for him in the preaching of the word of God. And even for any that were in this morning unsaved out of Christ, speak on to them and save them by the grace and by the power of God divine. But Lord, we need Thee afresh tonight. Do bless our meeting, we pray, from this opening hymn to the last amen. Remember, Lord, those who have come to sing, may they know Thy help and blessing in the ministry and song. Remember the one, Lord, who has come to give a word of testimony. We should know the help and the blessing and the guidance of the Lord. Remember us as we seek to preach Thy word and to read Thy word. And in everything that is said and done tonight, bring glory and honor unto our Savior. Bless all who have gathered tonight. We thank Thee for every head bowed before Thee. Think of those also maybe listening in online. Meet the need of every heart, of every soul. The Lord bless Thy people, encourage Thy people, lead Thy people on with Thyself. Draw every believer closer, Lord, to Thee. For any, Lord, who might be cold at heart, may they know Thy restoring grace and restoring touch even, Lord, tonight. We thank Thee, Lord, that Thou art married to the backslider. And Father, for any with us tonight unsaved out of Christ, do speak to them, O God, we pray. And Father, we pray that on this final Lord's Day of this old year, that they might come and taste and see that the Lord is good and trust Christ, whom to know is life eternal. We think of those unable to join with us tonight because of age and sickness and infirmity. Bless them. Minister to their needs, we pray. Those that are in residential care, those in hospital, draw near to them. Remember others who mourn and grieve, and even those that have lost loved ones this past year. May they know much of the comforting grace of God being upon them and be their portion and be their strength. Bless our families tonight. Unite all our family circles in the Lord. And Lord, bless not only here, but we commit all our sister congregations to Thee tonight. Wherever Thy word is faithfully proclaimed, across this province, across the south of Ireland, the mainland of Britain, across the continents of the world tonight. Bless the going forth of thy word. Build thy church. Extend thy kingdom. May many tonight close in with Christ and trust him, whom to know is life eternal. We thank that Christ has promised that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Abide with us now, we pray. Shelter our meeting over and around with the precious blood, and exalt and magnify the Savior, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. Now, we're very glad to have with us tonight Brother Raymond Foy and his wife Jenny to sing for us. And we're glad that they'll be able to come tonight. And we're going to ask them now to bring their first message and song. Thank you. Thank you to Raymond and Jenny for coming and singing that lovely old hymn. May God bless the great words of truth in that hymn to every heart tonight. Praise God, when you're saved, you can rely upon the Lord. We don't know the future. None of us know what a day can bring forth, but the Lord knows. He knows all things. And even as we step out in faith and in the will of the Lord into a new year, in God's will, we can depend upon the Lord to lead and to guide and to direct. Thank them for coming and singing. They'll be coming a little later on again and to sing for us. And we're very glad also to have with us tonight a good sister in Christ, Mrs. Rhoda McNeil. And we asked her some time ago, would she be able to give a wee word of testimony tonight at our end of year service? So she kindly consented, and we thank her for that. And we're going to ask her now to come and to share with us what the Lord means to her and how the Lord has saved her. And we pray God will richly bless her. Thank you, Rhoda.
Well, I would just like to start off by reading a verse found in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I had the privilege of being brought up in a Christian home where I was sent along to church, Sunday school and children's meetings faithfully. From a young age, I knew the need of a Saviour, and at the age of 8, I made a profession one night after the children's meeting. I then went from a country primary school to a secondary school, where I discovered it wasn't as easy to fit in, and it wasn't exactly classed as normal to attend church every week. It was not easy the first few years of Sunday school or secondary school adjusting to this perspective life, but I am thankful to God that I was never tempted to go out drinking, smoking, or anything else like this when everyone else at school was. At the age of 14, I wasn't sure if I was fully saved as I started to doubt my previous profession, as although I attended church faithfully, I wasn't going on with the Lord in the way that I should have been. One Sunday morning, in the middle of the church service, I prayed to God and I came out of that church service changed, knowing that I was fully saved and walking with the Lord. Although I have had many trials, I have never doubted God's plan. He is in control and has promised to never leave thee or forsake thee. I would just ask everyone to keep praying for their loved ones as God answers prayer and he is a good and faithful servant. And I'll just close with a verse found in Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Thank you.
Thank you to Rhoda for that clear word of testimony of God's saving grace and keeping grace. And praise God, it is a great blessing to know the Lord when you're young and to be guided and directed by the Lord. We pray the Lord will bless her sister, lead her on with himself, and bless her and Edward in their new life together. It's been a big year for them this year in getting married. We pray God's blessing will be upon them in the days that lie ahead. We're going to turn again in our hymn book, please, to hymn number 322. The hymn number 322. I hear the Saviour say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Hymn number 322. We'll stand again as we sing, and singing it out with all of our hearts. Let's stand as we sing. to turn tonight in God's Word for Bible reading to the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and to the final chapter of the book of Revelation, to the chapter number 22. And we want to read in this chapter just from the verse number 7 of the chapter, going down to the end. We're turning tonight to Revelation chapter 22, beginning our reading at the verse number 7. Let us hear the word of the Lord as we read it together this evening. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See, thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We'll end our reading there at the verse number 21, and may the Lord add his own blessing to this public reading of God's precious and infallible word. At this stage of our meeting, I want to welcome everyone this Lord's Day evening, this final Lord's Day of 2023, to the house of the Lord. And if you're visiting with us, we extend you a very special welcome. It's always a joy to visit us, to share in our fellowship. Trust that you'll feel at home. If you're a believer tonight, may you be drawn closer to the Lord. And if you're not saved, we pray that this very night will be the very night of your salvation. Welcome also those who may be joining us online. We thank you for joining in with us this evening. We pray that God would bless his word to your heart this night. Just some announcements I want to leave with you for the incoming week. This coming Tuesday night is our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. It's really the first prayer meeting of the new year in the will of the Lord. We encourage as many as possible to gather for the time of prayer and Bible study. And I belong to bring God's Word. Friday night, 8 p.m., sees the recommencement again of the youth fellowship meeting. Commend that to all the young people. Trust as many as possible will gather here on Friday evening. Next Lord's Day, the 7th of January, Sunday school and Bible class recommence at 11 a.m. Morning worship service, 12 noon. That will be followed by the Lord's table, and that is open to all who are saved and walking in fellowship with the Lord. And then our gospel service at night at 7 p.m., and we belong to bring God's Word at both services, and both services are preceded by the half hour of prayer. Also next week, being the first Sunday of the month, is the offering for the Properties Maintenance and Building Fund. The December offering came to £990, for which we thank you sincerely in the Lord. Do please note our annual week of prayer will be from Monday night the 15th through to Thursday night the 18th of January, 8 p.m. Encourage you to keep those evenings free, and We'd love to see every family represented at those times of prayer. And then also this incoming week as well, this Wednesday, the 3rd of January, 2:30 p.m., is the monthly gospel service in Gordacharan Nursing Home in Listnaski, and be much in prayer for that as well. And then just on behalf of her wife and family, want to wish you all God's richest blessing for the new year of 2024, assuring you of our prayers and best wishes in this new year in the will of the Lord. That's all by way of necessary announcements. Returning again in her hymn book, please, to the hymn number 232. 232. We don't take up an offering during the meeting, but do remember the offering plates as you leave at the rear. Says there, O sinner, the Savior is calling for thee. Long, long has he called thee in vain. He called thee when joy lent its crown to thy days. He called thee in sorrow and in pain. We'll sing the first and the last verse. Verses 1 and 4, along with the chorus, we'll stand as we sing 232. Standing as we sing. Raymond and Jenny now to come and bring their final message and song. Thank you.
When no sorrow's ever told, when nobody will grow old, where the pain of the heart are no more, where the orphan has a home, where nobody feels alone, that's the place my soul is longing for, where the angels sing so sweetly with thy ceasing, and the rivers of joy ever flow, where my Savior alone. When I stand before the throne, that's the place I'm longing to go. Where there'll be no broken homes, where no discord's ever sown, where no sins ever lies at the door, where no loved ones ever stray, and we watch them slip away, that's the place my soul for, where the angels sing so sweetly with I'd ceasing, and the rivers of joy ever flow, where my Savior calls his own, when I stand before the throne, that's the place I'm longing to go. Where no tears will ever fall, where death angels never call, where the ring never hangs on the door, where the hungry never cry, where we'll never wave goodbye, that's the place my soul is longing for. Where the angels sing so sweetly with I'd ceasing, and the rivers of joy ever flow, where my Savior calls his own, where I stand before the throne, that's the place I'm longing to go. That's the place I'm longing to go.
Thank you to Raymond and Jenny for coming and singing for us. May God bless that message to every heart. And praise God, when you're saved, you can look forward to heaven, look forward to glory. And what a place heaven will be for the people of God. We thank our brother and sister for coming and singing. We pray God will bless them and guide them, even as they minister in song for the Lord. Now we're going to turn again to God's Word, to Revelation chapter number 22. Revelation chapter 22, and with God's Word open before us, let us bow together, please, just in a brief word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us already in our meeting tonight. We thank Thee for the words of testimony, and bless our sister that brought that word of testimony. Lead her on with God, and lead her and guide her in the paths of the Lord, and use her for Thine honor and for Thy glory. We thank Thee also, Lord, for the messages and song, and we pray that Thou would bless these messages to every heart. And we pray that even within this meeting tonight, there'll be a longing in every heart and every soul for heaven, that eternal home of the redeemed. Indeed, for any in our gathering tonight who are not yet ready for heaven, oh, that tonight they'd make that preparation, that they would make their calling and election sure. Bless our brother and sister as they sing for the Lord, and lead them and guide them in the paths of the Lord. Bless us now as we come to Thy precious and holy Word. Pour out Thy Spirit upon us. Give help, we pray, in the preaching of the Word of God. Guide our thoughts, direct our words, let nothing be said that is not of Thee. Apply Thy Word to every heart. And even tonight, Lord, visit this meeting house with salvation. Bless the saints of God. Draw every believer closer to Thee, and exalt and magnify Thy name, and do our hearts good, and meet the need of every heart and life. We pray by Thy grace and Spirit and power through Thy Word, Fill me now with thy Holy Spirit. Pour out thy Spirit upon preacher and upon congregation alike. Give divine help and unction and enablement and guidance, we pray, that comes alone from thee. For we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Our text of Scripture this evening for this final gospel meeting of this old year is verse 17 of Revelation chapter 22. And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It has been said that the motto cry of Bible Christianity is summed up in that word, come. The word come is a word that is often used in Scripture in connection with the great gospel invitation. It is interesting to note that we find this word come mentioned three times in our text this evening. It says, the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And as the Apostle John brings this book to a close, he tells of God's judgment upon those who add to God's Word and those who take away from God's Holy Word. Look at what he says in verses 18 and 19 of the chapter. He says, For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. People tonight, we must remember this is really what the false cults and the false religions of men do. They add to God's Word, and indeed they take away from God's Word. But before this warning of God's judgment in verses 18 and 19 of the chapter, we see a wonderful word of mercy in verse 17, our text. Yes, before God judges sin, he speaks in mercy. And here in verse 17, the words of our text, we have God's final call to sinners to come to Christ for salvation. It says there, and the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is the first come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. This, yes, is indeed the Lord's last call to salvation that we find in the book of Holy Scriptures. If we turn in our Bibles back to the beginning of the Bible, to the book of Genesis chapter 3, and the verse number 9, there you have God's first call to salvation in the Holy Scriptures. It says there in Genesis 3 and verse number 9, it says, And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Right at the very beginning of time, God there was calling sinners to Christ for salvation. And as the canon of Holy Scripture comes to a close in Revelation again, we see the Lord as one who is calling sinners to Christ for salvation. If you look at our text there, you'll notice that mention is made of the water of life. It says, And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And that free is there, the water of life. It speaks of God's so great salvation that is found by faith alone, in and through the Lord Jesus Christ alone. You remember the words of the Lord as he spoke to the woman of Samaria at Sychar's well. In John's Gospel, chapter 4, he said these words to her in verse 14. He said, But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And when the Lord says here in our text tonight, And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely, is speaking to you and I about his so great a salvation. And in this verse here before us, we see outlined for us four reasons in particular why every sinner should heed this final call to salvation by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone, a Savior. Yes, tonight is our final gospel meeting here in this church in the will of the Lord in 2023. And that being the case, I want us then to consider together tonight God's final call to salvation. And as we do so, dear unsaved friend, in our gathering tonight, our prayer is, the burden of our heart is, that you will heed this very same call to salvation tonight and come and put your faith and trust in Christ alone as your Savior and as your Redeemer. First of all, we can say tonight, dear friend, yes, you should come to Christ for salvation and heed this call to salvation. Why? Because the Holy Spirit of God, He invites you to come. Look at what our text says. It says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Notice the mention there of the Spirit. That refers to the third person of the Holy Trinity, God the Holy Spirit. And what is the work of God the Holy Spirit in regeneration? The work of God the Holy Spirit on earth is this. It is one of calling sinners to Christ for salvation. It is one of inviting and drawing sinners to Christ so that they might know God's salvation within their heart and life and soul. Yes, God the Father planned the way of salvation. God the Son, He provided salvation by His own death on the cross and His rising again. And God the Holy Spirit, yes, He draws sinners to Christ for salvation. That is His work. And by the Word of God, through the words of Scripture, the Holy Spirit, He speaks and He calls and He invites and He woos and He draws sinners to come to Christ for salvation and be saved. This He does through the precious Word of God. And all through the Scriptures with invitation after invitation given that God by His Holy Spirit uses to speak to sinners and to draw sinners to Christ for salvation. Think of those tremendous words of Isaiah 1 verse 18 where the Lord says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Again, over in the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and the verse number 1, it says there, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Ye come by wine and milk without money and without price. And there again the Lord is inviting sinners to come to Him for salvation. Think of those tremendous words of invitation given by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself and spoken by Him when He was here on earth, and He said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And through these words of invitation, indeed, many, many more in the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit speaks and works in the hearts and lives of men and women and boys and girls and young people, drawing them to Himself, calling them to the Lord for salvation. Well, friend, let me ask you the question tonight. Yes, during this past year of 2023, has it been the case that the Holy Spirit of God has often spoken to your heart through His Word, through the Word of God, through the truth of God's Word? And as He has spoken to your heart through His Word and through the truth of Scripture, through the great invitations of Holy Scripture, He has been calling you to repent of your sin. He has been calling you to trust in Christ for salvation and get right with God. And tonight in this final Lord's Day evening gospel service of 2023, He calls you in mercy again to the Lord for salvation. For our text says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Oh, how often has God spoken to your heart this year through His Word, through His truth. But as well as using God's Word, the Holy Spirit also uses God's providence to speak to our hearts, to speak to our souls, maybe through times of blessing, perhaps through times of sickness, times of trial, times of loss, times of sorrow, Times when your plans have been broken up, God has used these to speak to your heart, to your soul, about your need of salvation, your need of Christ as Savior, your need to get right with God. Yes, God speaks through His providential dealings with us. Dear friend, unsaved in our meeting tonight, I would say to you at the end of 2023, do not reject the Spirit's speaking voice to your heart. The Bible says, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. The Bible says, see that you refuse not Him that speaketh from heaven. Don't turn away from the speaking voice of God to your soul. God gives you a very solemn warning, for He says, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. Oh, if you reject the Spirit's speaking voice that calls you to Christ for salvation, yes, He may cease to strive with you and to leave you to perish in your sin. And if the Spirit of God stops striving with your heart, there's no hope of salvation. Turn in your Bible over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 12, and the verse number 30 and 31 and 32 of that chapter, very solemn words spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ. Here He speaks to you and I about the unpardonable sin. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 31 and verse 32, He says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. And there you have a warning from Christ. One of the most solemn warnings that you will find in all of Holy Scripture, and it is this. If a person deliberately and willfully turns away from the speaking voice of God and the gospel and the Spirit's speaking voice to their heart, my God will cease to speak, leave them to their sin, and there is no hope of salvation for such. Friend, tonight think of the hymn writer. The hymn writer says, what if he should strive nevermore, but leave thee alone in thy darkness to dwell in sight of thy heavenly shore? O sinner, God's patience may weary someday, and leave thy sad soul in the blast. By willful resistance you've drifted away over the deadline at last. Friend, unsaved, you may be very near tonight to God's deadline at the end of 2023. No, if you reject the voice of the Holy Spirit and do not come to Christ for salvation, then you can never be saved from your sin, and God may leave you in your sin. Oh, what a solemn thing for the Spirit of God to cease to strive with your heart. Friend, tonight come to Christ for salvation. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, He invites you to come to Christ. Secondly, tonight, dear friend, see also from our text that you should come to Christ for salvation. You should heed this call to salvation. Why? Because the church invites you to come. Look again at what our text says. It says the Spirit and the bride say, come. Who is the bride? The bride there speaks of the church of Christ. Who is the church of Christ? What is the church of Christ? The church of Christ are all those who are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, born again of the Spirit of God, those who have repented of their sin, those who have put their faith and trust in Christ alone for salvation. And my, the chief work of every church assembly is to invite sinners, to call sinners to come to Christ for salvation. This is why over this past year as a church, we have had gospel missions. Every Sabbath evening, there's been a gospel meeting here in this building. What for? To call sinners, men and women and young people, to Christ for salvation. This is our work, our mandate of the church of Christ here on earth. The Apostle Paul himself, he spoke of this very same mission as he writes his letter to the Corinthian church. For he says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Dear friend, every time you've come to this church on a Sabbath evening, throughout 2023, you've heard the gospel. You've heard the gospel message. You've heard of your need of Christ, of your need to come to Christ, to repent of your sin, to get right with God and trust Christ as Savior. Perhaps tonight as you look over your life throughout this past year, you've went to other gospel meetings and other preaching churches across the land and you've heard the very same message. To repent of your sin, to get right with God, to come to Christ and to call upon the Lord for salvation. Oh, do not dismiss that voice. Do not turn away from that ministry. And perhaps it's been the case also that throughout this year of 2023, there's been individual members of the Church of Christ that you've met with. And the providence of God, God has caused them to cross your path in life. What for? So that they would witness to you and speak to you of your personal need of salvation, of your need to repent, to trust Christ as your only Savior. Has that been the case throughout 2023? Perhaps a loved one, a family member, somebody that you worked with in your place of employment, maybe a neighbor, maybe a complete stranger knocking at your door, giving out a gospel tract, doing the work of an evangelist. And they've spoken to you personally about your need of salvation, your need of being saved from your sins and getting right with God. Don't discount that tonight. That's a great mercy to have someone sent by God to you personally to speak to you personally about your soul's salvation. No greater mercy, I tell you, dear friend, in this side of eternity. You think tonight of the women of Samaria whom the Lord saved. What did she do once she was saved? She went home to the very place that she lived and she witnessed for Christ. And it says in the Bible that she said, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And what was the outcome? The Bible says, then they went out of the city and came unto him. By her witness, others came to Christ. The people in that city where she grew up and had lived prior to her conversion, they listened to her message. They listened to her call. Come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Oh, man and woman, young person in our meeting tonight, I asked you the question, what have you done with the witness of others, of other believers to your soul throughout 2023. Oh, has it been the case that you have rejected their testimony? Has it been the case that though they have spoken and spoken in love and in tenderness to your heart and to your soul, you've said no to Christ, you've said no to this man as my Savior? Well, friend, if that is so, remember this, the Bible says, for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Oh, if you are to be wise tonight at the end of this old year, I urge you to heed the testimony of others, whoever they are who have spoken to you personally this year about your need of salvation. This very night, heed their witness, heed their testimony. And the Bible says, repent and believe the gospel. Friend, you need to come to Christ tonight because the Spirit invites you to come. You need to come to Christ tonight because the Church of Christ, the Church of the Firstborn, invites you to come to Christ. Something else that we see in our text tonight, dear friend, and it is this, you should heed this call and come to Christ for salvation because you need to come. Look again at what we read there in verse 17. It says, and let him that is athirst come. Think of that word there, athirsted. A thirsty man is a person in great need and desperate need of a drink of water to quench their thirst. That man athirst, yes, it represents every sinner. in need of God's so great salvation. Christ speaks as such in the Gospel of John chapter 7 when he says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Friend, tonight you need to come to Christ for salvation if your sins are to be forgiven by God. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ and says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. To know your sins forgiven, you must come to Christ. Also, dear friend, if you're to be saved from the wrath to come, saved from a lost eternity in hell, you must come to Christ and trust Christ as Savior. The Bible says, he that believeth in the Son hath life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See your absolute need of Christ tonight and your need to call upon him for salvation, to be saved from the wrath to come. And there is a wrath to come, because the Bible declares it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. Oh, the judgment to come for sin. In the year 1862, George Wilson of Pennsylvania was sentenced to death, to be hanged. Hearing of his sentence, President Jackson, he offered him a pardon, but Wilson, he refused that offer of pardon, and he was put to death because of his refusal of that pardon from the president. And likewise, dear friend, if you refuse God's offer of pardon from sin through Christ the Savior, you too will perish in your sin. You'll perish in a lost sinner's hell for all of eternity. Also, dear friend, let me say this. If you're to have peace with God, you must come to Christ. You must embrace Christ the Savior. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And peace with God in your soul. You must come to Christ for salvation. Also, dear friend, let me say this. If you're to have true satisfaction in life, you must come to Christ. The Bible speaks of the Lord and says, he satisfieth the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Yes, there is pleasure in sin and pleasure in the world, but the Bible says it's only for a season. You go out across our community tonight, there's hearts broken, there's tears, there's heartbreak, there's sorrow. There's lives in pieces, broken pieces. And sin is the cause of it all. True peace, true contentment, true joy is found in Christ, and none other. The hymn writer could say, now none but Christ can satisfy. Also, dear friend, if you're to be in God's heaven one day, you must trust Christ as Savior. There's no other way. The Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, to depend upon any other way to heaven is a false way. It's a false hope. Christ and Christ alone is the way. That is why you need to come to Christ. That is why you must come to Christ. For apart from the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you can never be in God's heaven one day. Notice one final thought from our text tonight, and it is this, dear friend. Yes, you must come to Christ for salvation because you have no excuse for not coming. No excuse. Look again at what our text says. It says, and whosoever will, let him take of that water of life freely. Underline that word, whosoever, in your Bible tonight. Just as the hospitals in our land are open for those who are sick and those who are in need, so the call to come to Christ for salvation, it's a call that is offered to all. It's offered to the whosoever. Whosoever, yes, means all who feel their need as a lost sinner, whoever they are, wherever they are to be found, they can come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Turning your Bible back to Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. And look with me, please, at what we read in verse 12 and verse 13 there of Romans chapter 10. It says, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek," that's the Jew and the Gentile, "for the same Lord," notice these words of great promise, "the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." What a promise. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, tonight in this gospel service, this final meeting of 2023, whoever you are, whatever your background is, you can come to Christ. You can ask the Lord to save you and to cleanse away your sin and to fit you for heaven and bring to you God's salvation. It says there, "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of light freely." Friend, let me say this, you have no excuse for not coming to Christ. Why? Because the way to come to him is simple. How do you come to Christ? You come to him just as you are. As a poor and needy sinner, confessing your sins to him, trusting only in Christ, putting your faith, your trust in Christ on account of his finished work upon the cross, and ask him by faith to save you, to cleanse you from all your sins. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Come to him simply just as you are. Come to him just as a poor and needy sinner, calling upon him for salvation. Also, you have no excuse for not coming to Christ. Why? Because you have nothing to pay, not one thing to pay. Look again at what our text says. It says there, "And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Notice that final word in our text, the word freely. Salvation is God's free gift to sinful man. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The Bible says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, none of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible declares, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Oh, you do not have to pay tonight for salvation by your works, or by the rites or ceremonies of men. You do not have to pay for salvation tonight by your money, but by your giving. No, as we were singing earlier on, it has been paid in full by Christ. Salvation has been paid for in full by the shed blood of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary. The hymn writer says, "Jesus paid it all." The Bible declares of Christ, "This man offered one sacrifice for sins forever." The Bible says of Christ, "By his own blood, he obtained, he purchased eternal redemption for us." Jesus paid it all. It's free tonight, God's salvation. It's free to whosoever will come to Christ. Many years ago, there was an elderly gentleman saved in a gospel meeting. Testifying of that, he said that he learned three things that night when he was saved. He learned he could do nothing toward his own salvation. He learned that God did not require him to do anything. And he learned that Christ had done it all for him on the cross. When Jesus cried out on the cross, "It is finished, complete. All that has been needed for you to be saved has been given by Christ when he suffered and bled and died upon the cross." Friend, tonight, whoever you are in this gospel meeting unsaved, as we come to the close of 2023, don't go away tonight without the Lord. Put your faith, put your trust in him, call upon him for salvation. Maybe there's a backslider tonight in the meeting. You've wandered far away from the Lord. Come back to him tonight And he'll restore you, redirect you, and reuse you again for his honor and glory. Oh, such is the goodness and the mercy and the grace of our Lord. The Bible says, whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. We're going to close our meeting tonight by turning in our hymn book, please, to the hymn number 221. 221, come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word. The hymn number 221 will stand as we sing. Let's stand as we sing. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee tonight for Thy presence with us. We thank Thee, Father, for help given in the ministry of Thy Word. Take Thy Word, Thy truth, Lord, that which has been of Thee. Write it indelibly, apply it effectually tonight to hearts and to souls in this gathering. We thank Thee, Father, for each one that has heeded this call, that has come to Christ for salvation, who can rejoice tonight and sins forgiven, the hope of life eternal through the blood of the Lamb. But for any tonight still not saved, still out of Christ, speak to them, Lord. Speak on, we pray. And even tonight, Lord, by Thy Spirit and power and grace, they would come to know Christ and to trust Him as their Savior. For any, Lord, tonight maybe wandering afar off from Thee, maybe, Lord, have wandered away from Thee, O God. Have mercy upon such, O God, we pray. And even at the end of this old year, may they know thy restoring touch and thy restoring grace. Lord, take of our thanks for all of thy mercies in 2023. Lord, even soon in thy will as we launch out into a new year, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt go with us, go before us, that thou would lead us and guide us and direct us each one in the ways of the Lord. Answer prayer now, we pray, for we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for thine eternal glory and praise. Amen and amen.